Smitty. Good morning. How are you?
How we doing, fellas?
Hey, so good to hear your voice today, and congratulations to the Smith family.
Well, thank you. Logan James, born on Wednesday morning up in Indy, and congrats out to Kristen and Jeff. That's we have a JJ, a KJ, and an LJ now. So
yep.
That's five total for the old man. So,
sure.
Yeah, that was a very eventful day. Thanks. I appreciate
A little
it.
Sneak attack for you, a little early bird. Stork
yeah,
was a bit
came,
early.
Came about 2 weeks early, but a big boy, you know, almost 21 in.
I'll never forget. Maria was 9 days early, Joe, and I had 8 days of work to do because I thought, hey, the doctor told me she's going to be here on this day. And, so that
was it. Yeah, I was making plans to, you know, we had the night settled there for a little bit, so I was working on next week, let alone this week. So that was a surprise, but a pleasant one.
Yes.
Good to hear, Joe, and congratulations to Jeff
Thanks,
and Kristen. Bye. Boy, number three, you got two more and you got a starting five.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting things started, Joe, a busy night last night in the high school, as always, and you've got a busy night tonight with Edgewood and Cloverdale. Chuck and I are going to sit back, relax, and take it all in because, geez, you had NFL football preseason end last night. You had college football start. You had the high, you can get us caught up on the high school scoreboard and preview tonight's action on the gridiron.
Well, conference openers, in essence, new season's on the threshold tonight for our Monroe County 11s. Tonight, our first look at Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs. They're home to Cloverdale in the WIC East Division lid lifter. Chalk Talk at 6:30, and John Callahan joins me for the kickoff at 7 o'clock out at the Corral. First time the two clubs have met in 17 years. The Clovers are going to start a freshman quarterback, Parker Watts, tonight for Edgewood. Sophomore Cole Hall will start at corner for junior Mason and Helms. He's being held out with a hip flexor. Other than that, they're healthy. Should get win number two. The Clovers are struggling 0-2. Mustangs should put up a few points tonight against a defense that is allowing 48 in those two losses. Conference Indiana openers for second-ranked South and North, both on the road. Panthers play at the Flash Dome against winless Franklin Central at 7. Gavin Yeske hoping to pick up where he left off last week against Martinsville. Panther defense going to be out to extend that scoreless streak of perfection. They haven't allowed a point in eight quarters to date. Cougars play at Columbus North, 7 o'clock. Max Andrews Field looking for it, second in a row. Bless Brothers getting together. Tim and his Bulldogs lost to Columbus East last week. They lost to North last year. Scott's maroon and gold trying to get the conference rolling behind sophomore quarterback Trey Wilson, who hit B&L for 29 completions and 300-plus yards. Cam Morgan found the end zone twice. Balance for the Cougs, the operative word tonight. In area play, fourth-ranked Clinton in Class A, Owen Valley Eastern, they all look to go 3-0. Linton will play at Tecumseh, who's also 2-0. Owen Valley plays an unbeaten in North Putnam. That's another key WIC East Division game. Cascade at Brown County, and Eastern will try to be 3-0 at Knights End. They play at North Davies. Elsewhere on the high school beat, Ken Heidinger's North Tennis Cougs are up to number 12 in the state. Still rolling, unbeaten, 5-0, and was the verdict last night at Terre Haute North. Sophomore Mac Rogers near perfect again as well, winning at 1-6 love and 1 with Scott Bodie and Paul Zube completing the single sweep. Meanwhile, Joe Yonkman's unbeaten 19th-ranked Southlanders. They're 8-0. They dropped Terre Haute South 3-2, sweeping doubles with Connor Shapiro and Rich Hong winning at 1, and Chris Pekarski and Luke Jager sealing the deal at number 2, both in straight sets. Elsewhere, Austin Hammond playing at 2 singles for Doug Gould's Edgewood Mustangs, a straight sets win. That keyed a Mustang 4-1 home court win over Linton. Elsewhere, Kevin Sparks, 17th-ranked South Panther Booters, have won them all. They're 4-0 going into the holiday weekend. They drew with Terre Haute North in Conference Indiana action last night, 2-2, but they won the opener on PKs. Goalie Ryan Yon with two key stops in that Panther 4-2 advantage in PKs. Dio Moore had a goal and an assist Thursday night. Over on the girls' side, Carly Bennett had both goals, and Jada Leonard, four key saves as Mike Hawkins' Edgewood Mustangs drew with Monrovia 2-2. On the hard court in volleyball, South moved to 7-3. They swept Southport in 3. Ashley Elliott had 25 assists on the night. North beat Whiteland 3-1. Its third straight win. Klaus Hagen getting a solid play from Claire Taylor and Ellie Costello, Shea Barrow, and Jade Vasquez. And Terre Haute North beat Edgewood in four over in Terre Haute. Kendall Souter had 9 kills. Abby Brenniger, 15 digs. Misty Edwards' crew, now 3-5 on the year. And out on the quarry at the Cades, Edgewood shot 206, lost to Northview by 16 shots. Jen Newman, though, posted her career best with a 49. And for the fourth time this year, junior Megan Higgins tied for medalist honors. She shot a 44. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk at 10 tonight, following our Mustang game, scores and highlights from week number 3. And again, Chalk Talk, Jerry Bland, 6:30 from the Corral. Edgewood, WIC East Division opener tonight against the Cloverdale Clovers, right here on the airwaves.
And, Joe, we have a busy weekend. Reds and Brewers tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock game there. IU football, obviously, will open things up 4 o'clock tomorrow. Michigan falls to Utah last night, if you didn't stay up for that. Minnesota rallied but could not catch the second-ranked TCU Horned Frogs in the Twin Cities. So a tough start there. Michigan State is in action tonight for the Big Ten as well. And
Bill Kubit makes his debut to Illinois at home against Kent State tonight.
And that'll be an interesting one as well. All of Indiana's non-conference opponents were in action last night. Florida International upsets UCF. Yeah. Western Kentucky won at Vanderbilt, and Wake Forest handled Elon easily, but we're focused on Indiana, Joe, and we'll do that coming back at 8:45.
We'll do indeed. Opening day. You can't beat it.
No, yep. You can't. Bring your umbrella, your air conditioner, and your bucket of ice, and you'll be...
I'll have that tonight.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
For certain.
Best of luck to the Mustangs this evening. We'll hear you again coming up at 8:45.
We'll be here.
Joe Smith, Friday mornings, live on the telephone, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday. But Smitty is here to help us with the IU beat, and one of the most exciting weekends always, Joe. It is opening weekend for IU football. Hope springs eternal. For once, can we just have a season where everybody's healthy and we can see if this thing really works? It seems like every year there's too many big pieces getting hurt, or the line gets hurt, or your quarterback. Can we just do it once where we can see this canvas without having to put little asterisks and things next to it? Am I dreaming here? I am a little bit, but can Indiana be good? Yeah. Can they be healthy? That's another question, but we hope both of those things happen on Saturday as we get ready. 4 o'clock, Memorial Stadium, take it away.
Well, we place it on the tee, and away we go. Kevin Wilson's fifth year, Salukis of Southern Illinois, 4:02, the official kick at the Rock tomorrow. You know, 7 freshmen on the 2-deep, and we'll see some new faces, including running back Jordan Howard. We welcome back a healthy Nate Sudfeld. That's good news at QB. Coach Kevin's 3-1 in his 4 opening weekends. Indiana's won 12 of its last 13, 29 of its last 33 home openers in Memorial Stadium. SIU averaged 29 a game last year. They threw for a school record 29 touchdown passes, 22 from senior Mark Iannotti, who's back at quarterback and will start tomorrow against the Hoosiers. Indiana starting with what hopes to be Coach Kevin's best defensive unit in his 5 years. We'll look at pass rush, sacks, tackles for loss, creating turnovers, giving Nate a lot more time on the field offensively to restart his career that was cut short last October by that injury. All storylines we hopefully will develop and start to see here in 2015. In addition to Howard, new receivers that have earned too deep recognition. We'll see a couple of freshmen play for the first time tomorrow. Nick Westbrook and Leon Thornton, who will back up Ricky Jones and Simi Cobbs Jr. Michael Cooper and Anthony Cusaro will anchor the tight end spots. Don't forget, countdown to kickoff tonight. It all starts 5:30 until 8 out at the stadium. It's all free and open to the public. 3 future opponents, by the way, last night got their seasons rolling. Florida International, who's in here next Saturday night, upset Central Florida 15-14. Western Kentucky won on the road in Nashville, beating Vanderbilt 14-12. And Wake Forest drilled Elon College 41-3. Big Ten tonight, number 5 Michigan State. They play at Western Michigan, and Bill Kubit, the interim head coach over at Illinois, the Fighting Illini, debut against Kent State. Last night, number 2 TCU beat Minnesota, but they had to hustle to do it. 23-17 at Target Field, and Utah over Michigan, ruining Jim Harbaugh's debut as head coach of the Wolverines. The Utes win it 24-17 in Salt Lake City. Elsewhere, spread out across the country, volleyball, field hockey, women's soccer. The volleyballers down in San Marcos, Texas, field hockey out on along the Gold Coast. Palo Alto, they'll start tonight against Stanford this evening. Women's soccer, Amy Burberry's crew, the Stomp in the Swamp down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They have Middle Tennessee State to start off with this Labor Day holiday weekend. Men's soccer, they're on the road, but they stay in the state. The Notre Dame Classic tonight, it's UAB. Sunday, it's South Florida. Cross country opens Saturday over the Champ Course. The annual IU open for Ron Helmer's crew a little past 9 a.m. High school football, Cloverdale-Edgewood, WIC East Division opener tonight. Chalk Talk Jerry Bland at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Second-ranked and unbeaten South plays at Franklin Central. North tries to get Conference Indiana underway with a 1-0 start at Columbus North. On the high school beat, the big activity this weekend, all weekend long, the Hoosier Cup soccer out at Karst Park Farm, North-South Edgewood, both boys and girls. Reds are on the radio Saturday, 1 o'clock, Great American Ballpark against Milwaukee, and going racing the Sprint Cup Southern 500. Darlington, South Carolina, it's a Sunday night race. 7 o'clock, 16 drivers looking to get into the chase in 3 weeks, so we'll see how that unfolds. Again, the Hoosiers kick it 4:02 and get it rolling for 2015 tomorrow afternoon at Memorial Stadium.
And the other big news will follow on the weekend. Joe's NFL roster's down to 53 on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Colts had players auditioning. Vic Ballard gets hurt last night. Dan Heron's arms in a sling.
Too bad about Ballard.
And the guy's...
He's on the edge.
He's done. He can't play at this level. His body can't handle it. He's torn his ACL. He's torn his Achilles. He's torn his hamstring. He can't. You feel terrible. He's the greatest guy, but it's NFL business. And again, tough news there for the Colts. 4 o'clock on Saturday. Where did I get 5:30 from? Jeez, what planet am I on? September 13th is the opener. Sunday, 1 o'clock in Buffalo. We'll have noon pregame. That's in two Sundays. Big baseball series this weekend. Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Then the Pirates come to Cincinnati early next week as well. Pirates got to go. They lose again yesterday. They couldn't beat Milwaukee. Can't beat Milwaukee, Joe. The good news is they've got a big enough game lead on the Cubs, but they're trying to catch the Cardinals for the division. That's going to have to start this weekend.
Yeah, that's key.
Dodgers lose. No big deal. San Francisco's in a tailspin. Giants lose again 11 to get hammered by Colorado. Nolan Arenado home run, I hope. And the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Another one. It's three games in a row. Dodgers fall in San Diego, but they don't care. They got a 6.5-game lead in the West. So we'll get caught up with all that. As you mentioned, great weekend for football to get started on the collegiate level. The pros are done until next Thursday. Tom Brady's going to play in all the games as he's no longer suspended. And let's not forget, I don't want this to get lost in the Labor Day weekend because we won't be here on Monday. Kevin Wilson's live at Yogi's next week for Sports Talk to review week number one. And if you heard his show on Wednesday night, Joe, he was fired up and raring to go for this year. He was teaching Fish how to use Twitter on the airwaves. It was hilarious. So, ask Don about the show.
I'll have to find out how that went.
Great. I mean, the crowd was rocking. Everybody was it was a fun time. So, exciting times for IU football. Joe, bring us home a winner, and we'll talk about it Tuesday morning because you'll join us on Tuesday.
Sure will, and we'll wrap up week number five on the high school beat to boot.
Excellent. Hey, congratulations on the new grandchild.
Thank you.
I hope you're hydrated and ready to go for Edgewood tonight. We'll hear you with Chalk Talk at 6:30.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, guys.